Alright folks, welcome back to Wake Up and Win, your daily dose of pep talks to get you pumped for the week ahead. I'm your host, Daxon Reed, and let's be real, sometimes life throws curveballs faster than a major league pitcher. But guess what? We've got this. And that means taking care of ourselves, even in the chaos. Today is all about self-care Sundays because you deserve a day to recharge, refocus, and come back stronger than ever. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-care sounds kinda fancy, like bubble baths and face masks. And hey, those can be great. But self-care is about so much more than that. It's about prioritizing your well-being, both mentally and physically, to show up as the best version of yourself in every aspect of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put gas in a car expecting it to run without maintenance, right? Your mind and body are the same way, they need regular TLC to keep humming along smoother. Here's the thing, a dedicated self-care Sunday can be a game changer. It sets the tone for the entire week, allowing you to tackle challenges with more energy, focus, and positivity. Trust me on this one. Alright, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will make your self-care Sundays truly epic. 1. Unplug and reconnect. We live in a world of constant stimulation, notifications buzzing, emails pouring in, social media updates flashing before our eyes. It's exhausting. A major part of self-care is disconnecting from all that noise. Put your phone on silent, or better yet, off sight. Turn off those notifications and give yourself permission to just be present. 2. Move your body. Exercise doesn't have to mean grueling gym sessions or marathon runs. It can be as simple as taking a walk in nature, doing some yoga stretches, dancing to your favorite tunes, or even just getting your body moving with a few playful rounds of tag with your kids. The key is to find something you enjoy that gets your blood flowing and releases those feel-good endorphins. Ever noticed how much better you feel after a good workout? That's self-care in action. 3. Nourish your soul. What fills your cup? What activities bring you joy, peace, and inspiration? Whether it's reading a captivating book, indulging in a creative hobby, spending quality time with loved ones, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee while watching the sunrise, make time for things that nourish your soul. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a few moments to simply be present in this very moment. Notice the sensations of your breath, the sounds around you, and the feeling of your feet on the ground. This simple act of mindfulness can help reduce stress, increase focus, and cultivate a sense of inner peace. Ever notice how easy it is to get caught up in our thoughts? Taking a few moments to just be present can be a powerful tool for calming the mind and finding clarity. 5. Give back. One of the most fulfilling forms of self-care is giving back to others. Volunteering your time, offering a helping hand to a friend in need, or simply performing an act of kindness, these actions not only benefit others but also bring a sense of purpose and connection. Ever noticed how good it feels to help someone else? There's something truly special about making a positive difference in the world. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Sunday morning, sunshine streaming through your windows, birds chirping outside, and you're not glued to your phone scrolling endlessly. Instead, you're sipping on a delicious cup of coffee, listening to some calming music, and maybe even indulging in a little stretching or yoga. Later, you go for a walk in nature, feeling the fresh air on your skin and soaking up the beauty around you. You come home and cook a healthy, nourishing meal, savoring each bite with gratitude. In the evening, you curl up with a good book, letting your mind escape into another world. This, my friends, is what a self-care Sunday can look like, a day dedicated to recharging, refreshing, and coming back stronger than ever. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your well-being on Sundays, or even just carving out little pockets of self-care throughout the week, you're investing in your happiness, your health, and ultimately, your ability to show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. So, what are you waiting for? Go forth and create a self-care Sunday that nourishes your soul. Make it a ritual, a sacred time dedicated to you. You deserve it. And don't forget to share your self-care tips with me on social media. I'm always looking for inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.